From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Tropical Depression Harvey is getting weaker as it moves north away from Texas and Louisiana, but it's leaving behind record-breaking floods, enormous destruction, and heartbreak. The casualty toll continued to rise in Texas, where up to 30 deaths were blamed on the storm. Residents of Houston, the fourth largest city in the United States, began to return into the few neighborhoods where roads were passable. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, said Wednesday the disaster area resulting from Harvey is, quote, far larger than that of Hurricane Katrina, which overwhelmed New Orleans, Louisiana, 12 years ago. The governor said 14,000 National Guard troops have been called to duty to help rescue efforts, and another 10,000 are on the way. The U.S. president and his defense secretary issued divergent comments on Wednesday about how to respond to North Korea's advancing ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphasized that the United States, quote, is never out of diplomatic solutions when it comes to dealing with North Korea. He made that comment after President Trump said that talking is not the answer. Mattis was responding to a question about Trump's tweet on Wednesday morning on dealing with the threat of North Korea following its most recent ballistic missile test, in which a missile flew high over Japan. The U.S. has been talking to North Korea and paying them extortion money for 25 years. Talking is not the answer, Trump tweeted. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.